Vancouver went for its first practice airload. RCAF bombers dropped their loads on the city and scurried away, carried by Vampire and Mustang fighters. Called Operation Reserve, the exercise, part of a larger scale Pacific Northwest effort, was designed to test Vancouver's civil defense organization and give the city residents a yardstick to measure their ability to take care of themselves. When 0 hour came and the weather made sounded, CDC microphones were on the street and at City Defense Headquarters to bring a report on the operation. We'll hear from them, and later from Air Vice Marshal Hicks, Civil Defense Coordinator for Vancouver, and General F.F. Worthington, Coordinator for Canada, who evaluate the success of Operation Beware. First, to CDC Observer Ray McNess, who speaks from downtown Vancouver. I'm sitting here in the corner of Hastings and Blackmore Street in downtown Vancouver. We're stationed just outside the post office. Now, normally, this would be one of the busiest intersections in downtown Vancouver. But, of course, this is Saturday morning, and we are just a few blocks from Vancouver's financial section, which, of course, is pretty quiet on Saturdays. There are a few pedestrians on the street this morning, but not nearly the number there would be at this hour normally. Now, any moment, we're expecting the sirens to sound to bring this city to a virtual halt in the Pacific Coast's first aerial alert, that is, first practice alert. Now, there are certain things that should happen when those sirens go. All traffic should come to a dead halt, and there go the sirens now. will be up for 6 minutes, of course. Now, notice one building, the Royal Bank Mechanical Building. There are one or two people there who are contributing the regulations. They are standing by the windows and looking at the sights and seeing what's going on, which, of course, is not a good thing to do, to stand by windows. And on the next floor down from them, someone has gone to just the opposite way and completely complied with regulations and pulled down the blinds of the building. But in that tall building, that seems to be about the only floor that is completely complying with regulations by pulling down the blinds. Now, the city is peculiarly quiet. There's no hustling, bustling, sound of traffic as the usual is at the corner of Hastings and Greenville at 9:30 in the morning. It's rather an eerie sound, or an eerie silence, perhaps, would be better. Of course, to some people, this will be quite familiar.
I'm speaking to you from City Defense Headquarters at the north end of the London Bridge. It's a large room in this central position, and to this City Defense Headquarters, all other subdivisional City Defense Headquarters report. This is the channel to which all information flows and from which all messages seeking to correct the damage caused by an air raid emanate. The room is about 40 feet long, about 30 feet wide. I'm just trying to describe what is going on at this moment. Messages, of course, are flowing in. They're coming in on a battery of phones at the north side of the building. There's a battery of phones, six or seven there. The messages are coming in there. They're being taken by Boy Scout runners and brought to the controller. Now, the controller is the central man in this operation. All the information comes to him, and he sees that it gets to the right point. Behind him is the chief warden. Chief warden is in charge of all the warden districts. If wardens are knocked out at any one point, he dispatches wardens from his reserve. In the midst of the operation, Air Vice Marshal Hicks called a coordinator's conference to see how the whole operation is going.
General, will we proceed with this conference?
Yes, go ahead.
Gentlemen, the outbreak was running very carefully. We've given a number of raids. I'll let the controller look up more of the report. We've had a considerable number of Sunday fires, which have already had a successful reception of rock. The fire's still burning at the DA all the time. We expect to get that under control in the next 30 minutes. The engineering has been on the job team lately. We have many buildings collapsed as a result of hydrocarbon bomb, in addition to a subway bomb. In addition to that, sir, we've had the first grade center set up, and all felt casualty carrying units set up on the sites where the casualties are not as great.
What is the main incident at the moment?
I'll tell you what I'm about, sir. And that is regular air pounds and subway bomb. And the action on that, sir, the fire, has sent out fire equipment, and it's ready to control at the present time, so it's not completely out.
Thank you.
The fire, did you tell the situation? T5?
The situation of 43rd on the blue line is coming under control slowly. We have some heavy equipment on the well, and now they're working on the and we expect within an hour to have that situation going under control. Another incident, we had that fire at Monday Pit and Israel Burn, involving a large power substation, is also being handled by the heavy equipment of the regular power force with the auxiliary force. Other than that, the general fire situation is being handled very well and controlled by the auxiliary fire force generally.
Fire, have you any reports from the other municipalities?
Several bad fires in the municipality of Richmond, and there is a bad fire on the borderline between Burnaby and the city. And other than that, we haven't any more information. I haven't asked for help as yet.
Medical, can you give a report on casualties?
We have a number of casualties at various points. The exact number is still not known. In some instances, the people have trapped, and until they are rescued, we don't know what exactly the fate or number of cases. But two state stations have been sent out to various points, and in the first place, the central points have been banned, and we expect to get to more detail about the casualties.
Please, would you give the situation? How are the streets cleared?
Well, from sirens.
The streets cleared very well in the downtown area. That same traffic can understand no response for sirens. We pre-selected a number of roadways to assume control of the engineering number because of the shortage of manpower. We established ring routes for the provision for emergency vehicles to get into the various incidents that have been reported already. These were well controlled and well observed. There's been no report of shooting of any kind when men are standing by. The identification squads have moved in. There's been no report so far.
Now to evaluate the success of Operation Beware, here are Air Vice Marshal Hicks, coordinator of the Vancouver target area, and General Ashok Worthington, coordinator for Canada.
And to evaluate an exercise of this magnitude, it certainly should be difficult. In fact, we will not have a full evaluation until after we have had a full-scale critique. But there were some outstanding things that were self-apparent to the population and as well as to ourselves. Everybody saw the fighters come over and the bombers come over. Everybody heard the sirens wail. And we are most happy to report that the response, insofar as traffic was concerned, was magnificent. We have had many, many reports, and reports from Chief Constable, who is entirely satisfied with that aspect of it. Also, the population generally got off the streets into cover. We've had reports that some did not do so, but we believe that on the whole, we've had a magnificent response, not only in the downtown area, but throughout the city and in the homes where it has been reported that many, many thousands took the action which we suggested in the news and the dopes. The operation was successful partly because of the good communications. We had a great response from the amateur radio operators, from the motor dispatch riders who have been tearing all over the city to our many headquarters situated out there, from the Boy Scouts, and even our own equipment worked splendidly. The telephone system was excellent, and that was because the people did not grab their telephones on the red alert, a most important thing, because to do so might cause a breakdown. Throughout the entire target area, attack incidents were taking place and being reported and coordinated through here, including six in our various subdivisions and a harbor incident. We have had between 300 and 400 messages in all on this operation, and of course cannot yet evaluate it. But it's been valuable to us. I think our people have enjoyed it, and our thanks go out to the thousands and thousands who participated, whether they were members of civil defense or not. I'd like General Worthington to take on give his comments, if he would, please.
Well, really, this has been well worthwhile, my coming out from Ottawa to take part in this and see what you've done. And I want to congratulate you very sincerely. And I think that all members of the Civil Defense Corps that you have are to be congratulated the way they carried on. And I'm sure that in this exercise, you have laid the seeds which are going to save the river our attack many thousands of lives. And I'd like to also add to this my commendations to the province of British Columbia for taking the forward steps they're taking in their civil defense program. It's going to be something we've got to have. We don't want until we use it. We hope we never use it. But if we ever have to use it, why, we'll need it, and we'll need it badly. I think that's about all to say, because, and I do think that the people of Vancouver should be congratulated the way they responded. We got off the streets. First date.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. You've heard Air Vice Marshal Gates, cooperating for Vancouver, and General F.F. Worthington, Civil Defense Coordinator for Canada, commenting on the success of Operation Beware. You've heard a report on Operation Beware, Vancouver's first practice air raid. Your commentators were Roland Bless and Mars Monroe. Actuality Sound was recorded by Anna Wilton and Kenneth Moore.